This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. Cattle market reforms to help independent producers get better prices may be gaining some momentum in Congress. President Biden, during his State of the Union speech, called capitalism without competition exploitation, including in the meatpacking industry.
Small businesses and family farmers and ranchers, I need not tell some of my Republican friends from those states. Guess what? You got four basic meatpacking facilities. That's it. You play with them, or you don't get to play at all.
A message Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley has been making to Biden and Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack for months, and whose cattle market reform bill may now get a boost from Hill Democrats like Montana Senator John Tester.
He told National Farmers Union that he had talked to Schumer about it, and Schumer decides floor action, that we get some time on the floor for that, plus another bill that's closely related that Tester has.
Biden's Justice Department is looking into packer pricing and also going after recent ocean shipper practices.
During the pandemic, about half a dozen or less foreign-owned companies raised prices by as much as 1,000% and made record profits. Tonight, I'm announcing a crackdown on those companies overcharging American businesses and consumers.
The Ocean Shipping Antitrust Enforcement Act, just introduced in the House, would repeal some antitrust exemptions for ocean carriers.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.